Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, June the 6th. It's National Eyewear Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Greg from the 3G Network at the Big V, who was so helpful last week when my glasses broke. And you'll never guess who I bumped into on my way to get my glasses fixed. Everybody.
Oh, God.
Let's start with Sir and the weather.
I may be stealing some thunder here, but I'm not sure if you bumped into anybody at the eyeglasses store and made a spectacle of yourself.
Oh, God.
So speaking of thunder, currently 17 degrees, working our way up to a high of only 19 today under a mix of sun and cloud, and get out those umbrellas. We're in for a bit of a rainy spell for the next couple of days. And today's random daily shout out goes out to my mom. My earliest clear memory from my childhood is going with my mom to get my prescription glasses. Life before that is a bit of a blur.
Well, we can see clearly now and look good doing it as we celebrate National Eyewear Day. Spectacles have been around for about 7 centuries, but early versions were only worn by monks and scholars. It wasn't until the invention of the printing press in 1452 and an increase in literacy that demand for eyewear grew as well. And eyewear plays a significant role in our lives, as you know. And a reminder that an optimist says the glass is half full, the pessimist says the glass is half empty, and an optometrist says you both need glasses. Let's listen in on Tuesday with Tamik. You know, Peter and I went to an optometrist. Turns out we have the same prescription, but we couldn't afford at the time 2 sets of glasses. So the solution? I wear my son's glasses that night.
Yay, you got it!
Well done.
The only song, as soon as you sent the message, I was like, Corey Hart. I mean, there's no other song. It has to be Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. And to this day, I'm like, what is this song really about? You ever have those songs you listen to as a kid? And yeah. Now you read the lyrics and you're like, so it's a girl and you wear your sunglasses and you go, what? And who cares what it's about? It's a great song. And again, it's one of those songs that when you hear that beat, you know, and in the beginning, it's a classic song. I think I saw him perform this live one time. I think so, if I remember correctly, and that was pretty awesome. So, yeah, Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night, a classic, classic song from way back in the 80s. And I was reminded that for some of us and some of our listeners, 80s ain't that way back. So it's way back for me, it's not way back for everybody. And you know what? I think Corey Hart has something, because look how many people now also wear their sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
I feel like he started that, you know? So, well, anyway.
Glasses are so good now that I find it hard to tell that I'm wearing them at night. Like, they're not really, really darkened.
No. It's darkened for everybody else, but for you, actually, it keeps the glare off sometimes too, right?
Yeah.
So, but shout out to Corey Hart, classic song. He'll never get rid of this song.
No.
So, he will never get rid of it. And who would want to? A fantastic song.
And I think he was one of the original pouters, if you look at the music.
He was.
A lot of pouting.
Yeah. With the little spiky hair. How do you mean? Yeah. Canadian legend.
I'd say this is the last 45 record that I bought. 1983.
Yes, it wouldn't have been on a 45 back then. Times have really changed, huh?
Oh boy.
Ooh, from a 45 to streaming.
Okay. Hey, and you know we love a song. You've got 45, the cassette, the LP, the CD, and it's on your playlist on iTunes.
Yeah.
That's the
exactly.
Hey, so we got that on our playlist. Please make sure to check that out. And we will slide into Ventures with Ventura, sponsored by Kmart's legal department. If you wear glasses and have been required to wear a mask during the COVID pandemic, you may be entitled to condensation. But I did find a solution to this. Wear a monocle. It'll only fog up half as much. Oh. Ventura, what have you got today?
You know what? Let me start out by saying a big shout out to Kathy, Colette, and Bonnie. Met these guys over the week, and it was awesome meeting our three fans. Today's motivation comes out of a conversation I was having with Bonnie, right? We're talking about reading a book multiple times and the benefits of reading a book multiple times, right? So sometimes when you watch a movie or read a book or you just hear a good idea, sometimes you don't immediately act on that idea. But revisiting that idea, sometimes it's just you're not ready. It's not that time in your life where you want to take on that idea. But you find that when you go back and when you revisit the idea, you're more likely to take action and act on it. So for today and for this week, guys, just go back, revisit some good ideas that came across from a friend, a family, a book, a movie, a song, and let's just try to put some of those in action. That's it. Here's with Ventura.
Brilliant tip. And Autumn, awesome for... how many autographs did you sign on the weekend? It was like nonstop. Okay.
It was so strange. Cause I'm not used to people... Actually, no. Cause I'm not a good reader of faces sometimes. Or I'll remember a face but not a name. You ever have that happen? You're like,
Yes, I know.
I've seen you before, but I don't know. But yeah, that was cool though.
Never forget a face, but in this case, make it a
tip. It was awesome though to kind of know that people do listen and get something out of it. So yeah, shout out to everybody.
Yeah, we really should have gone for a live broadcast. Rare Saturday edition.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So if there's one thing I could have changed, we would have done a live broadcast. There we go. All right, it is Monday. Time for Monday's mystery.
Did you know that you should always wear your glasses when doing math? As my great uncle Bernie would say, it helps with division.
Oh, man. All right, we got to get out of here. That's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and odds and ends for listening. Have a great Monday, everyone. And hey, to whoever stole my glasses on Saturday, I have contacts. I will find you. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.